This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for August 11th, 2023. ARRL has a new video and a new publication available now. The video is for all ARRL members who have digital access to our four high-quality magazines, QST, On the Air, QEX, and NCJ. And if you have questions or concerns about how to get the most out of those digital editions, the video, How to View ARRL Magazines Digitally, is on the ARRL HQ YouTube channel, and it will help walk you through it. The video, hosted by Jericho Goodgame, KI5HTA, explores the features of the digital presentation, including switching between magazines, saving to PDF, searching for content, bookmarkings, and zooming in to content. It covers the web browser version as well as the Android and iOS applications. And if you download the ARRL Magazines app for the Android or iOS, ARRL will send a notification to your device when a new edition is available for reading. They are also available on Amazon Kindle. More about the new video at ARRL.org. And the new ARRL Propagation Book offers tools for Solar Cycle 25. Propagation is the often misunderstood element that can't be overcome with better equipment or operating practice. Amateur radio communication depends upon the movement of radio waves, and hams spend a lot of time designing a station that will send those waves into a desired direction. As soon as your transmission leaves your antenna, propagation becomes the determining factor, and the new book from ARRL helps demystify the theory behind it all. Here to There, Radio Wave Propagation is the title of the book, and presents the principles of signal propagation in an easy-to-understand style. It provides practical advice for understanding what's going on in the ionosphere and troposphere, and how takeoff angle impacts your transmission, how far you can really communicate over VHF and UHF, and much, much more. Understanding ionospheric structures, how they form, and which bands they interact with will prepare you for practical operating and help you make the most of your time on the air. You can order the book from the ARRL store or find an ARRL publications dealer. The FCC is recruiting field agents. The Federal Communications Commission is looking for qualified applicants to fill field agent positions in 5 offices across the United States: New York, Boston, Chicago, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. Applicants will need to be degreed electrical or electronic engineers with experience in tests, measurement, calculations, and similar work involving radio frequency, broadcast engineering, or telecommunications engineering, and a host of other duties. The salary range is $66,000 to $158,000 per year, depending on qualifications and experience. The jobs are posted at USA Jobs. That's the federal government official one-stop source for federal jobs. And those applications are being accepted through August 24th of 2023. The International Amateur Radio Union, IARU, has coordinated 2 European digipeding satellites that are scheduled to launch in the fall of 2023. At the Technical University of Košice in Slovakia, satellite Veronica, a 1U CubeSat, is scheduled for launch on a Falcon 9 launcher on Transporter 9 mission in October of 2023. The satellite will be equipped with a 24/7 digipeder on 2 different bands, as well as experimental slow-scan digital video transmissions. There is an education and outreach mission planned to involve the Slovak grammar and high schools and transmit special CW and AX.25 messages on several special occasions. Meanwhile, the Romanian Federation of Amateur Radio, FRR, is preparing the ROM-3 for launch in October or November of 2023. ROM-3 is a 50 by 50 by 100 millimeter picosat. Its primary mission is to act as a digital amateur radio repeater. A downlink on 436.235 has been coordinated for 20 words per minute on CW, 500 bods per second GFSK telemetry, and 5 kilobods per second GFSK slow-scan digital video. A SpaceX launch will send the ROM-3 into a 500-kilometer polar orbit. The third annual Masonic Lodge is on the air. An amateur radio special event will occur on Saturday, September 23rd, 2023, from locations across the United States. That event is open to all amateur radio operators. And the idea for the event grew from the realization that many Freemasons also have a love for amateur radio. The Fulton County Amateur Radio Club in Ohio and Ohio's Fulton Lodge No. 248 first hosted the event in 2021. The mission is to promote fraternal bonds within the ranks for free and accepted Masonic lodges and its many amateur radio operators who are also brothers in the fraternity, while encouraging contact with amateur radio operators around the state, county, and the world. That event will take place from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Eastern Time on 80, 40, 20, 15, and 10 meters single sideband. Amateur radio participants are asked to honor all of the band plans, and all contacts must be on the phone portion of the bands. Stations may be contacted once on each band. Complete contest rules and more information can be found at cq-morelight.com/rules. Bruce Page, KK5DO, has checked in with his weekly AMSAT report, and Bruce says that registration is now open for the AMSAT Symposium and General Meeting on October 20th through the 21st at the Dallas-Fort Worth Sheridan Hotel in Irving, Texas. You can visit AMSAT.org. There is a link on the homepage. Hotel reservations may be made from the link on the details page. And this is a good opportunity to hear the latest in satellite construction operations and meet with others that have similar interest in this facet of the hobby. There will be hams attending that do roving, operating from home, and mentoring. Hear from those building the next generation of satellites as well. The board meets from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. on Thursday and 8 a.m. until noon on Friday, and all are welcome to attend those meetings. There will be card checking for ARRL DXCC, VUCC, and WAS. Bring your completed paperwork from the Logbook of the World as well as your cards. And we look forward to seeing a lot of people, a great turnout, and visiting with new and old acquaintances as well. Bruce, thank you for this week's report. Minutes of the second meeting of the ARRL Board of Directors has been published. The meeting was held July 21st to the 22nd, 2023, in Windsor Locks, Connecticut. Among the decisions approved at the meeting was a new dues rate, effective January 1st, 2024. The minutes are available at arrl.org/board-meetings. And the 2022 ARRL Annual Report has been published as well. This yearly summary details the accomplishments of our member volunteers. Included is the Report to America, which highlights the contributions made by radio amateurs to their local communities. It may be especially valuable to amateur radio clubs and emergency communications organizations to help tell the story of good works done by hams. Communications responses for New England's blizzards, Oklahoma's tornadoes, Colorado wildfires, and Hurricane Ian are detailed in that report. You can read more and find a link at ARRL.org. National Sunflower Day is August 15th, 2023, and the ARRL Kansas section will be hosting a Sunflower Net. The Sunflower-linked system is a multiple-linked system in Kansas, and the special event call sign is W0S. Stations are encouraged to check into the Sunflower Net using one of the connectors listed at the www.sunflowernet.us link. Corey Colson, KC5FM, one of the event managers, said the sunflower is the state flower of Kansas, and more information about the observance and the history is available at National Sunflower Day website or at State Symbols USA. In radio sport this week, the year-long ARRL Volunteers on the Air VOTA event continues. On their website, you can see the state activation schedule for weekly W1AW portable operations, including August 9th through the 15th, New Jersey, W1AW/2, and August 16th through the 22nd, Vermont, W1AW/1, and August 16th through the 22nd in Oklahoma, W1AW/5. Some upcoming contests you might be interested in. On August 12th, the 5th Saturday Sprint, that is CW. August 12th through the 13th, the ARRL EME Contest, CW Phone and Digital. August 12th through the 13th, the WAEDX Contest, CW there. August 12th through the 14th, the 144 Meteor Scatter Sprint Contest, CW Phone and Digital. On August 12th, several events, the SARL Youth QSO Party, that's phone. The SKCC Weekend Sprintathon, CW. Also on August 12th, the Kentucky State Parks On the Air, CW Phone and Digital. The 12th through the 13th of August, Maryland, D.C. QSO parties, CW Phone and Digital. On August 13th, it's the SARLHF Digital Contest. That, of course, is digital. And on August 14th, the Four States QRP Group Second Sun Sprint. That's CW and Phone. Some upcoming section, state, and division conventions. August 19th through the 20th, that's the Huntsville Hamfest, hosting the ARRL Alabama State Convention in Huntsville, Alabama. August 25th through the 27th, the Northeast Ham Exposition, hosting the ARRL New England Division Convention. That's in Marlboro, Massachusetts. September 1st through the 3rd, the Shelby Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL North Carolina Section Convention. That's in Shelby, North Carolina. And on September 10th, the ARRL Southern New Jersey Section Convention and Ham Fest. That's in Mullica Hill, New Jersey. And finally this week, thanks to the Madison Area Repeater Association Net in Madison, Wisconsin, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.